Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the lousy wrestling podcast. The shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
Loser.
Yeah, I have it already recording, Derek. Say hello.
Hello.
I'm going to cut all that stuff out.
You caught me off guard, though. I'm looking this up and then record.
Yeah, so I'm going to look this up while I do this, and I'm going to look it up while I hit record. So on episode 11.
I was like, seven? What the fuck? Seven, goddamn, is...
Despite failing to capture the ECW World Championship at SummerSlam, Sabu takes to the ring to challenge Big Show for the gold.
In a regular title match.
An extreme bikini contest between Kelly Kelly and Tori Wilson. Yep. Turns into a mixed tag match.
With Tommy Dreamer and...
That's how bad this is. We literally just recorded this like a week ago.
Was it a week ago? I thought it was like a week and a half ago.
It might have been a while ago, but I mean, come on. I don't remember any of that. Barely. I remember Tori Wilson.
When you started naming some of the things, I was like, oh, light bulb.
What happened at the end of the Sabu match? Anything important? I feel like Justin Credible wrestled... So anyway, it's the Lousy ECW podcast where Derek and I sit and watch the WWE ECW.
Shittiest ECW.
To give it a second chance to see if it still holds up. Or it never held up originally.
I was going
to
say, if we did original
ECW. Or
giving
it a second chance, yeah.
It would definitely not held up.
Original ECW would be hold up. This would be give it a... second chance to see.
I mean, original ECW would be like this ECW because you can't watch the original. Like, I've been trying to watch the original, and it's kind of fucking hard because of all the music that is scrapped from it.
Yeah.
It takes the feel out of the matches. Like, when you're watching a New Jack Max, where's New Jack's music?
It stops. Just even going into the...
It goes to a silent wrestling match. Like, you're watching a wrestling match in, like, 1920s when New Jack's wrestling.
They
you're like, where's the sound? Where's anything at?
They don't have any of the videotape promos and stuff in there either, man.
It sucks.
It's way
which
better
is weird.
Watching old VHS copies of it and shit, but...
It's like, should I just download... Oh, wait, I did download every single fucking one of them.
You still got all those or not?
I still have every single one of them on a laptop. It's actually the entire laptop's megabyte. the entire hard drive for my laptop.
That's how my computer...
That's how big it is.
That's how my computer is right now with the WWE pay-per-view.
It's like Adam Page big.
Because I have 83 to... I have every WWF pay-per-view from 83 to 2000, like VHS.
So you're going towards like the Joey Ryan big.
No, I have... I'm not sure where you're going with all this, Derek. I have
stuff just going over your head.
I have all those so that when we start doing reviews again, we don't have to always rely on the network version. We can watch some of the
old
pay-per-view broadcast versions and stuff
in original form.
Yeah, then I have
which
all those.
Which is nice.
I have all those TNAs and a bunch of a whole slew of.
We've already said we're not doing TNA because we're doing ECW.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we're doing. But
year one.
There is something we're doing. We're gonna return tomorrow with the Wrestle Kingdom 9 review.
I even posted that on Twitter for everyone.
So I can't back out.
So we can't back out now. I did that on purpose, so you cannot back out.
Yeah,
I didn't even say sorry to AIW.
Did you watch the? So you've watched the event now, you know.
What, Wrestle Kingdom 9?
Yeah.
I'm on the very last match.
How much did you enjoy it being a Global Force Wrestling presentation?
From watching Wrestle Kingdom 12 to this, you're like, disappointment.
What do you mean?
Like the whole aspect, like. It seemed like the matches this year was a lot longer than a lot of the matches I watched. Because I noticed there was some matches I watched that I got done writing down all their names and then looked up and the match was over. And I was like, fuck, it takes so long. Because I'm not typing everything. I write it in the notebook, infamous notebook. You know?
Wrestle Kingdom definitely took a cue from WrestleMania and decided we're going to go 5 hours and shit a lot now. Where the event... you're watching is like just under four. I think Wrestle Kingdom it was 9 like three it's like hours three, and 23 three and minutes. A half.
But you also like don't have the Royal Rumble on there, too, which is like almost a 30-minute match, too. So and it then, would bump it up to about 4 hours.
It does have like a 40-minute main event or whatever, isn't it? Tanahashi and Okada.
Yeah, Tanahashi.
So, and yeah, Wrestle Kingdom 9, though, was like the foyer from New Japan into America. And yeah, now we're getting to see kind of the fruits of their labor starting with that show.
And then bringing Chris Jericho over even gives more Americans wanting to watch it, gives it more credibility.
They had Jim Ross, too. Jim Ross is the only reason why I tuned into that show, basically, because I was listening to, I think he was already doing his podcast by then.
What, Wrestle Kingdom 9 or 12?
Wrestle Kingdom 9.
9.
So Jim Ross is what brought me into that. I would like to see Wrestle Kingdom 12 with the Jim Ross commentary, which aired on Access Saturday night.
Yes, I've seen it was on Access.
I'm
not spending the $15.99 for that one show so I can have it back because I just got rid of Access about a month and a half ago to lower my cable bill.
I didn't even know it was a premium channel.
Yeah, it's $15.99 just for that channel, dude.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's expensive.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. We were trying to lower our cable, and they were like, what do you not really watch? And I was like, well, I watch Access every Friday. And they were like, delete Matt Hardy style. And I was like, oh, man, that's going to suck. And then when I looked at the bill of how much it was, I was like, I'm only watching this channel once a week for fucking essentially $15. Yeah, I was like, I'll find that nefariously.
Well, we you ready to jump into episode 12 of ECW and get rolling on
the
it?
The question is, are you about to be Hugh Jackson and ready to jump in?
Am I about to be Hugh Jackson and jump into the lake?
Yes.
The
lake called ECW.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we got episode 12 on deck. You queue up we encourage anybody to watch along. Man, cue up the WWE Network, skip past the ads at the beginning, and then hit pause and back it up so that you're at 00000.
And hope you're not with a dick who'll be like, play pause.
And hit play with us. So, Derek.
As you slowly take the controller away from me.
So are you ready, Derek? We're going to watch WWE ECW episode 12.
Ready?
You remember the date on this episode? I always forget to check the date.
August 29th, I believe. I believe this is the very last one in August.
So, all right. We're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, I was like, damn, you didn't even hit play.
Almost fucked up, yeah. Big Show's on their screen. Last week, Big Show challenged Sabu. At least we're getting a nice little recap of what happened.
I just like how they're trying to make it look like it's a VHS tape that we're watching.
Yeah, like you notice that how it's all like choppy?
Yeah, and here it's fucking 2006 footage.
Choppy and blurry. He's like, I'm going to kill Sabu. Look at him teasing him with the chair. I missed that last week. That's kind of funny. Dick move. Beating Sabu with a bear hug, and Sabu breaks the eyes and gets thrown off. And Big Show, blinded, tackles the referee.
Now I remember because he barely hit the referee, and I was like, damn, that ref took a bump, and you were like, well, we need another referee.
There's a lot of drama in this match I didn't realize last week. God damn, not till they put it in cool stop-motion color footage. God damn, here comes Sabu with then they called the DQ on it.
Yeah, because he used the fucking ring bell.
Yeah, I do.
And then don't you remember? I was like, how are they ringing the fucking ring bell when Sabu's using
it?
Like, you can't ring the bell. He's already ringing Big Show's bell.
He does fuck Big Show up, but that's what happened last week. Wish I remembered all that. Oh, wow.
Now it's all coming back to you.
Yeah, barely.
Barely.
I'm just thinking about, you know, I don't know what they're trying to do. How much you want to bet after Paul Heyman's segment they have Kelly Kelly open the show to us? So here's Paul Heyman.
How much you want to bet? I do not want to make that bet.
He's got some brown ass eyes, man. His eyes are full of shit. If you ever want to know how full of shit Paul Heyman was, just look deep into his eyes. Holy shit, that man is full of shit. I don't know. I'm not trying to say all people with brown eyes are full of shit, but why else do you think your eyes are brown, man?
His isn't your typical brown color.
his is shitty brown.
His is just like legit. dark shit brown.
So what do you think he's got to say right now? He's wearing like the franchise Shane Douglas fucking.
That's what I thought. I was like, what is he doing? Bringing out the franchise, promoting him?
Yeah, we might as well see what he's saying. Hold on, let's see if I can.
It looks like he's gearing up for a match.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, so you are completely correct. He's gonna fight somebody in an Extreme Rules match. Is he gonna?
Is Paul Heyman gonna be the champion after tonight?
Sometime in here, Vince McMahon becomes champion. But
oh, he's taking out Sabu. Okay.
It's gonna be Heyman versus Sabu tonight. I know sometime around WrestleMania, Vince McMahon becomes champ because wasn't he ECW champ when he did the Battle of the Billionaires with Donald Trump at WrestleMania 23?
I can't remember. It's been so long ago.
I think he beat...
Trump was a wrestler way too long ago that the only thing I remember as is a president right now. That's how long ago it was.
I think Vince McMahon beats Bobby Lashley for the title. And then,
that would not be surprising.
And then
because Bobby Lashley was his... guy on the outside for
no,
the hair versus
Umaga.
Hair.
Umaga was. Yeah, and then Donald Trump's guy was Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley, okay. I was trying to remember how that went. It's been so fucking long ago. 23.
Then Vince lost and got his head shaved. Yeah, that was WrestleMania 23.
Which I think he was going through cancer that time for the whole head shaving. It would make sense, though, to keep it.
He was just shaving his head for television.
But you get what I'm saying, Nick? It would be easy to, you know.
Like he just had a random bout of cancer.
Yeah.
Take him
keep hush hush, yeah. And be like, oh, hush hush, we'll just shave your head, Vince.
So we're in reading.
Hey, you said we can make storylines up. We don't know the storyline. This is my storyline, Sean.
All right. So Vince had terminal cancer right now.
He is dying.
We're in Reading, Pennsylvania today. So we're actually kind of in ECW country for a change. Reading, Pennsylvania. Where is Reading, Pennsylvania at?
Why was Don Marie just like standing outside, like, oh, Rob Van Dam?
I think that was Don Marie Light, man. I don't know who that was. That was really weird, though.
She looked like her, didn't she?
She was trying to get on TV hard, whoever that girl was.
She was even doing like a Don Marie fucking
move.
Yeah,
she stepped out, like, yep, hook me up. So Rob Van Dam's in the ring right now. Justin Roberts introducing him, the guy with the best seat in the house.
He does have the best seat in the house. Wouldn't you want that Roberts seat?
I don't know, man. He got bullied a lot. Did you read the story?
I mean, you get bullied a lot, so what's the difference?
Yeah, but did you read the story about him? They had somebody steal his passport. JBL had somebody steal his passport when he was in England.
Yeah, I've heard about this story.
They're like keep that girl off TV that time. She was trying so hard to get back on Camera View, and they like literally...
The debut of Hardcore Holly tonight, too.
Hardcore, fuck it. Of course, his name's Hardcore, so why not show up in ECW, bro?
And that's what happened last week. Hardcore takes out RVD.
That happened last week? Yeah. Holy shit, I don't remember any of that. So is this about to be the match with the crazy table spot? Hopefully.
Hopefully.
We're getting fucking Bob Holly versus
I might
RVD.
As well get a fucking major laceration to the back.
Might as well.
I felt like that was the last time you seen him on television, too.
Bob Holly?
Yeah.
No, he came back.
For like a couple months. But it felt that way, though, didn't it?
Yeah, he was tag champs with Cody Rhodes in 2007. They were the Sunday Night Heat tag champs.
See, that's why. He had the back laceration and then just went to Sunday Night Heat, and I wasn't watching wrestling by that time.
So here we go. Rob Van Dam with a nice split monkey flip. Bob Holly onto his back. Oh, and then a super kick. He looks so good right now. Rob Van Dam's fired up tonight with a very weak fucking clothesline.
That was the weakest clothesline I've ever seen.
And he shit cans him out of the ring. That's something I learned. Shit can. Yeah, it's called when you throw somebody out of the ring.
They shit can you out the ring.
Shit can you. Yeah. Nice. That's what wrestlers say. I'm learning some wrestling lingo.
You've been hanging around the local wrestling scene again?
No. I just watch too many wrestling podcasts and I had fucking interviews.
I've watched so many, I know how to make a match.
Well, Stone Cold, when he does his podcast, he'll sometimes do watch-alongs, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, so right here, I just shit-can him right out of the ring, and then, yeah, you see how we go around. And I probably hit about 3 or 4 more shit-cans through this match, so I'll let you know when the shit-cans happen.
The shit-cans.
So Rob Van Dam with his big leg drop from the ring to the guardrail when he's got somebody draped over. I always wonder why the guy like draped over sits and wait. I'm like, wait.
I would move right there.
Yeah, there's no reason to sit and wait.
Question: has anyone ever moved out of the way for that move?
Yeah, they
on
do. But they always wait till the last second to move out of the way to fake them out. Got to play possum, man. Like, that's more, I think that's more scientific than somebody just waiting for you to hit a move. Like, waiting in a weird position. I'd rather, if somebody's waiting in a weird position, they counter it. You know, so that it's a little more believable. Like, they were waiting to play possum. They weren't just waiting to accent your maneuver. You know, I don't know. Drape me over a guardrail. I'm not fucking waiting.
You ain't moving. That belly is keeping you locked in place. You're going to be stuck. Like the peach whale on the fucking beach, dude. I'm
fucking stuck.
You're going to have like 14 people around you trying to get you back off this motherfucker.
Leg drop from Bob Holly. So, yeah. We have a pretty solid match here. It's not like this is a bad match. I like
Holly. Two really good workers.
I like Bob Holly. I like Robbie.
It's not like RVD's a shitty worker. Yeah.
And they got a good referee in the ring with legendary referee Scott Armstrong, brother of Brian James.
Your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, son of Bullet Bob Armstrong.
Just think
Bob
if he
Armstrong.
Was the roadie.
If Scott Armstrong was the roadie. He actually played a character in Smoky Mountain Wrestling called the Dixie Kid or some shit like that where he
was
wore...
essentially like a roadie?
No, he was essentially just a giant racist Confederate flag.
Ah.
Confederate flag, I almost said panties, trunks, Confederate flag, like, mask, Confederate flag.
Oh, so he was a mask wrestler.
Confederate flag,
flag,
everything.
Even?
Yeah, flag, yeah, Confederate flag, flag.
Did he have a robe?
Jim Cornette used to book a lot of those, good old Southern racist characters back in Smoky. There's another guy named, like, the Stormtrooper that was... essentially just the fucking Nazi SS.
Did he come out like a stormtrooper?
Mm-hmm. No, not like a Star Wars stormtrooper, like a Nazi SS stormtrooper.
Nice. Well, that's what I was referring to, because that's what they called their elite soldiers was stormtroopers for the Nazis.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not just a George Lucas thing.
So, the stormtrooper and the Dixie Kid, or Dixie Dynamite, I can't remember what his name was.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Scott Armstrong. He wrestled for a while. I think he pops up in WCW a few times, but he didn't start refereeing until...
ECW started?
No, he was a TNA referee until here. He refereed in TNA in like the early days, up until 2006.
I mean, he'll always have a WWE job when you think about it.
Who's Scott Armstrong?
Yeah.
He works in the back now. He's one of the...
I mean, when you have your brother, who's one of the larger-than-life characters that WWE has created, of course...
Well, Brian James is actually one of the head writers on SmackDown now,
too.
Yeah, The I want to say Scott Armstrong fucking... he works as, like, a head referee, like, Baxter referee producer or something like that. He's like, the in-ear guy for the referees and shit. Rob Van Dam with Rolling Thunder. Both men are hurt right now.
I would hate to say, but this has probably been the best opening match.
Yeah, we've
seen that we've
so seen
far. Since probably the first week.
Mm. And there goes Rob Van Dam, big frog splash.
Hey, we
missed.
Haven't had Kelly and Mike Knox and fucking Test and Sap. I mean, Tommy Dreamer and Sandman.
Well, we just have to wait for the schmaz of a finish.
That'll be after these guys is what when we get
right here.
Your favorite.
Here's where the match is. This an Extreme Rules match or no? We're about to find out here.
The ref's like already saying no. Ooh, Van Daminator? No.
Uh huh. It's just gonna.
He just gonna kick him in the fucking eyeball.
But I was just like, I'm just waiting for them to do the funky finish where we're not gonna have a real winner. We're gonna have a fucking
right here.
Okay, yeah, there's the DQ. Why, like,
and that's what pisses me off. RVD takes the pussy chair shot to Bob Holly, and Bob Holly would have whacked that motherfucker. Been like,
Second one was a little better, but
a little better. First one was like, you're really going to disqualify the match with that? Like, he barely touched him. He tapped him.
This whole fucking thing. That's what I'd say. He was about to throw it, but he was like, I don't want it to go into the crowd.
Yeah, you seen that too? He was winding up and did a double take. Like, should I? Should I not?
But they established something really early with this fucking promotion that this was not going to be ECW.
Like, no, because that match would have continued on, and we would have had a break.
Yeah, every match is going to have fucking a DQ anymore. And then you can build to the Extreme Rules match. Get the fuck out of here. It's ECW.
I remember watching old ECW. After that would happen, you know, the commercial would be back, and they'd be back into the match, and Joey Styles would be like, well, Paul Heyman or the officials say the match is continuing, and this is a hardcore match.
There was no DQ in fucking...
Yeah, essentially.
Any ECW match. I can't tell you one time ECW match had a DQ. Who's riding the bike? Simon Dupree or whatever that guy's name?
Rene Dupree. La Resistance.
The guy I kept thinking of...
You finally figured it out.
Well, I kept...
Now you forget.
I kept confusing him with Rob Conway.
Rob Conway?
Yeah. So I kept thinking Rene...
Wasn't that his partner?
Rene Dupree's partner was Sylvain Grenier. Rob Conway was in some other tag team.
He was with Billy Gunn, too, wasn't he? Rob Conway?
I have no idea. I remember him
the
coming
name just
out.
Sounds familiar to me.
He came out to some music that was like... It was like a Randy Newman song. So here comes the big... Here comes the big show. He's a big, bad, slow.
He's a big, bad, slow tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
He's... Big, bad, and slow tonight.
And over here in a mountain coming. That's when you know.
So essentially, Big Show had two SummerSlam spots.
It's the Big Show. Yeah, he came out and beat up DX. Good for him. You learned really quick that this show was just going to continue Raw storylines. Or just
we've already established this like fucking... Since week 4 of this show.
Week 12, this is the 3-month mark, and we're like, is anybody still watching? Are people still watching here? Like, hello? Is anybody watching?
If you're an original WWE ECW watcher, please tell me, was you still watching by month 3?
I don't know
anyone who watched this just because it was on Sci-Fi.
Me and you talked about it before where I watched the first 3 episodes. But then once late 2007 started rolling around, I watched everything. Like, I watched Raw on Monday. I watched SmackDown. I mean, I watched ECW on Tuesday. I watched fucking... There was just nothing on Wednesday. There was
Wednesdays.
Impact on Thursday and then SmackDown on Friday. I watched them all for a good while from 2007 to like 2009-ish.
I just could never get into the ECW. I just really liked the Big Show at this time because he was big and nasty.
I just watched
everyone.
It because it was wrestling on. You know what I mean? It was just
and
like
something to do.
It was like there's wrestling on every night. It fucking, you know.
Essentially, there's still wrestling on every night.
You know how the people we fucking hung out with were back in the day. It's like, let's stay away from all of them fucking people. And
let's watch wrestling.
Yeah, I got something to do. I'll smoke weed and watch wrestling. I'm cool with that.
I got to sit at home and watch Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
They're like, what the fuck is Sci-Fi Channel?
Sorry, man. There used to be like
that
a show.
That channel after Comedy Central.
There used to be like a fucking show on Sci-Fi I used to watch called like Lex or something fucking weird like that.
The only thing I've ever watched on Sci-Fi was their Face-Off series.
And Mystery Science Theater 3000 would be on Sci-Fi, too, I believe.
Here and there, late night. Hmm. It'd be rare that it would be on there. And you're talking the originals, too, right? Not the new Netflix shit?
No, yeah. I'm talking
Have you
about
seen
back
that?
In the day. No, I haven't yet.
I've actually watched one of them, and I was shocked.
I can't. I'm actually...
Patton Oswalt is fairly good.
I might get Netflix again just to watch the new Letterman. Like, that sounds incredible. Did you see his, like, list of guests for his first 12 episodes or whatever it is?
No.
He's got, like, Obama on episode 1. He's got Jay-Z in there. It's got, like, every high-profile person you could ever dream of is in the first
Yeah, I knew he was coming back for a Netflix...
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a really long title. Like, and my guest needs no introduction or something like that is the name of the show. CM Punk in action coming up next! I figured I might as well get fired up. Listening to this show is going to put anybody into a soma coma. Just listen to me and you like, oh, so David Letterman. Who the fuck is this?
The reject. Every Shannon time you Moore. See him, that's the same thing. That's like hashtag who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is this? He still hasn't wrestled a fucking match yet.
No. They just put him in different goth attire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here comes CM Punk. Hell yeah. Boom. Remember his old music with the Kill Switch Engage song?
Yeah. Yes. And then they started using what?
Even through the darkest days.
What did they use after that?
My heart burns.
Not Kill Switch.
Slowly.
What the fuck did he use
His
after that?
His music became Living Color.
Was it Living Color?
Yeah. Man. When he did that shit where he quote unquote quit, he won the title and then didn't sign a new contract and quit and was showing up on indie shows.
Hey, look, Stevie Richards.
And here comes Stevie Richards, brother.
An original.
Steve Richards' voice. He got kicked in the throat in 97 or some shit. So then his voice is like this for the rest of his life. He's like, I got something to say. I'm Stevie Richards. That's what Stevie
Just
Richards
maybe
impression.
He was like, I'm not talking. My voice hurts.
No, yeah. I feel bad for him. You know?
Now
I'm
that I look at him, he kind of Adam Cole kind of looks like Stevie Richards.
Stevie Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Basic wrestlers in 2006 are what your stars look like in 2017,
18. Think about it. Look at Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, bye-bye.
He is definitely a Stevie Richards
doppelganger. When Stevie Richards stopped having a character and became a generic wrestler is when he started looking like fucking... whoever the fuck we're talking about.
Adam Cole.
I almost said Ethan Page.
Ethan Page? He looks nothing like Ethan Page.
Have you seen that photo on Twitter of Ethan Page and Cesaro from Ethan Page's MySpace page?
No, I haven't. Is it ancient?
Yeah, it's got to be 10 years old. And
Does Cesaro have hair?
Yeah, so he somehow looks older in this picture than he looks now. And that was his exact comment on it.
Look older?
Yeah, and then everybody else for saying that it looks like he's hanging out with Aiden English. And not, it doesn't even look like Cesaro, it's Aiden English. That's funny as fuck.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yeah, you'll have to find it on Twitter. Find it. It was in my Explore fucking thing for a week. As Ethan Page with Cesaro. Yeah, Cesaro. Everybody is in the comments. It looks like you're standing with your college professor. he's got glasses and just terrible hair.
That's too funny.
Ethan Page.
Drinks with the professor.
I don't even really know who that guy is, but I heard he's big. He's popular
Who's
shit.
Ethan
right
Page?
Now. Yeah.
Popular he's one of the,
on the
big
indie,
stars.
Indie circuit.
On TNA.
No, TNA's big star is.
He was at. That's where he came from. He was with TNA and he just left.
He just left. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's one of the big names that just left TNA.
I get him and Eli Drake confused because that E name. Anybody with an E gets fucked up in my head. I'm ready for Rockstar Spud to show up on WWE TV.
He's been backstage at the 205 Live tapings.
He's one of the only guys that I watched entertaining segments from TNA in the past 2 years. I can't wait for 10 years from now we do the Global Force Impact trilogy or some shit. go through the year.
It's going to be a 3-month show.
The year that was...
not wrestling.
Everything from when Billy Corgan comes in. Until,
from when I wrote a chicken sandwich.
To Canada.
To being sold. No,
yeah,
Wikipedia.
Dude, that Wikipedia thing entry was so funny still this day.
Because I was calling it for months of chicken sandwiches and hamburgers just for what it's worth.
What a great spinning back kick from...
That tells you how poor this match has
CM
turned
Punk.
Into.
Yeah, well, me and you are just shooting the shit. We haven't been commentating this shit whatsoever.
But what has been... What has there been to commentate?
That awesome double underhook tilt-a-whirl backbreaker by CM Punk.
That wasn't a tilt-a-whirl. That was more like a...
I was just trying to make it sound as cool as I could.
I'm just destroying your commentary.
Oh, nice slaps. Nice bitch slaps. Yeah, there you go, CM Punk. That's how you destroy him. Nice dropping him like 10 inches in front of the turnbuckle there, too, by Stevie Richards. Like, I'm going to drive you into the turnbuckle, but I'm going to drop you right here so you got to fall back into it yourself. What the fuck was that?
The slowest roll-up ever.
Very choreographed. Not choreographed, but...
It was trying to be choreographed, just poorly done.
I think scouted. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But, there's the tap on the Anaconda Vice. CM Punk with Anaconda Vice here.
That was his move for the longest time.
Yeah, you don't really see it that often, though. Mm-mm. I don't think Vince McMahon liked either one of his finishing moves.
But they're legit MMA moves.
If you're going to go with one or the other, you might as well go with the one with the big kick. Done properly, just look at Hideo Itami the past fucking, or 2 weeks ago or whatever. Didn't he blow out somebody's eye
Brian
socket?
Kendrick.
Yeah,
Brian broke Kendrick. Broke his nose.
Brian Kendrick's
took out his orbital bone.
That's ridiculous.
Did you see it finally?
No.
I think the last time we recorded, I told you about it.
Yeah, you're the one that told me about it.
Dude, it was brutal. The moment I seen it, I was like, damn, and this is on Monday Night Raw. And so, I was like, damn, that he fucked him
up. How many times have we seen this Sabu promo?
It's the only one they have.
The same Sabu promo they've shown since this shit restarted.
It's the only one
they have. They added cuts from...
SummerSlam
and from the match last week, and that's it. God. Why... I don't know, dude. Extreme rules.
So it's Sabu versus Paul Heyman, but everything we just seen was Sabu and the Big Show.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well, that was just a Sabu highlight package to show you that he's wild man.
Yeah, but that's one place where they failed.
Mass Striker.
They could have went into their entire category and go back through the whole Paul
to
Heyman.
To gear us up for our review tomorrow, Mass Striker is coming out.
Who will be our future commentator for tomorrow.
He's a commentator on the show. I can't wait to, like...
The horrible Dean right here to...
For some reason, I remember him just having bad commentary on that show, and I want to, like, relive it now.
Every time he was like, I'm just going to shut up so you can feel the moment. So the story can be told. And then he's still talking.
Yeah,
I'm like,
shut the
I thought you said
up,
you were going to shut the fuck up, Matt Stryker.
Yeah. He's a fucking trip. So what's he got to say? What do you think he's saying right now, Derek? Go
he's
ahead.
Saying probably the same thing Dean Douglas said back in 94, 95.
I'm your teacher.
Except for this time, he's allowed to be in the ring, and Dean Douglas had to be backstage.
It's like, I'm here to educate you all. We built this set with $5. We found a desk in the back. I bought a notebook for $1. We borrowed a coffee
the
mug.
The chalkboard probably cost the most they had there, or the chair.
Yeah, the chalkboard. The chair is definitely the most expensive thing there, the computer chair. But that's just the same chair that the announcers are using. So they had
an extra
or commentators, yeah. The calculator, what a great like 1998 solar power calculator on that desk. listen, fans, I got a great 1998 solar power calculator right fucking here. Next to my silver stapler.
What teacher did you know that had a calculator just chilling on their desk?
And one like that, they all had fucking Texas Instruments scientific calculators.
But in their drawers, never chick. Just sitting on their desk.
You weren't watching. They just fucking cut to a fucking, like a 50-year-old Sturgis mom with the greatest fucking giant tits. It's fucking hilarious. I love the people they decide to like just pick out in the crowd and go, we're gonna show you. You're on television too. Like Angry Ms. Girl. Like that's one of the most perfect like
examples.
Just cutting to a person that just is the perfect reaction shot.
That's essentially what they're looking for, the perfect reaction.
Have you seen them edit reaction shots, like the edited reaction shots they've been doing nowadays? Like
no,
they,
I haven't been seeing them.
They had one where it was like a Jericho versus Roman Reigns match, where on the live broadcast you saw this guy, they cut to his face when Jericho hit a move to Roman Reigns, and the dude popped, like he started cheering. Here comes Sandman. Dun 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 bam. Dun 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 bam.
And here's your smalls that leads us to a tag team match afterwards. Because Test is going to probably come out. Yeah, and then here we go with Kelly coming up. So Matt Stryker is like the middleman to this fucking.
Nah, this might just be a new feud. That feud might be over.
He's
now,
still the gimmick killer, remember?
Yeah.
Sandman.
Matt Stryker is out here just to beat up fucking people that act weird. He's the guy who's going to clean house for
you. You notice it didn't take a commercial break for him to come down, and he still hasn't finished his beer?
They told him to stop drinking in the crowd, probably. He's getting beer all over people. So he's got to go to the ring now to drink it. We'll have to see next week if he drinks his beer in the crowd or not.
From week to week, it changes with Sandman.
He's in pretty good shape here, though. Like, think about Sandman in 2000. Like, in 2000, yeah. Just fat, pajama pant wearing Sandman with his shirt tucked in.
I thought his pajama pant days ended the moment he came to WWE. They forced him to wear, like, pants.
He's in jeans here, yeah.
Because even the end of his ECW career, he was still in pajama pants.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
He was wearing his Zumbas.
That's what I was talking about in 2000, yeah. So, Stryker actually
got
the
advantage.
Better of him. Yeah,
with the stapler.
He almost walked into a bunch of little kids, too, yeah. Stryker, and now Sandman's mad, saying, give me a beer. Give me a beer.
He's going to go backstage and be like, that's what happens when I don't drink four beers.
Balls Mahoney in the Cradle of Filth shirt. Kelly. So what's Kelly Kelly? She's hanging out with Balls Mahoney today. She likes herself some.
Well, talk it up that I was wrong on that last segment. I thought it was leading to a tag.
No, she's running in on Balls Mahoney, dude. She's giving Balls a show, and now Balls is ballsed. His balls are now blue. Balls is
or
now,
he just got his rocks off right
his
there.
His name's Blue Mahoney now.
Blue's Mahoney.
They end up doing a little angle where the two of them start like.
I wonder if that's how Blue
dating.
Meanie got his name. Francine showed him and was like, you are the Blue Meanie.
You are now the Blue Meanie. That dude was married to Jasmine St. Clair.
Yeah.
Porn star with the orgy record or whatever the hell. She ended up saying
why
that
are we
that
getting
was,
a Kurt Angle vignette? Like, I don't.
We are getting a Kurt Angle vignette, but he's definitely
gone.
Yeah, he's definitely gone. He's not gone, but he's gone. His TNA debut.
His dick is so black and purple right now, he's staying at home.
Kurt Angle's TNA debut was like the first week of September or something. Kurt Angle, shocker. Maybe they're talking about him leaving. What's it say? What are they saying? Let's
go. Yeah. Angle speaks about his release. Yeah.
So it is pretty wild that
one day.
It's pretty wild that they're talking about it though. When do you ever remember them ever like?
Only on Sci-Fi, I guess.
The only other time I can remember them ever doing that is Monday Night Raw when Macho Man leaves. Vince McMahon opens the show by saying, like, we couldn't come to a contract terms with Macho Man. And
yeah.
We wish him the best and all of his future.
And that's
endeavors.
How you knew he was ending up on WCW. Because he was just a fucking announcer then, and he wanted to wrestle.
But, so I can't ever remember any other time that they're like, hey, we released this guy this week, and it's legit. And
this isn't an angle.
Yeah, and motherfucker shows up on TNA within a month.
That's probably how he got out of that
shit,
too.
There's a chick showing off her tits. She's literally standing there.
She was like, boom.
Pushed her, like, pushing her chest.
She was like, Heyman.
I've never seen
moment she seen Heyman was like, oh.
Yeah, I've never seen something so obvious. She wants a job.
Now let's look if she's on the show within the next couple months.
She became Trinity.
That'd be hilarious if when we do see her and we're like, that is fucking Trinity.
There's a lot of empty seats in the back there, man. It's a lot of it. It looks like Trinity. There's a lot of empty seats, though. Fucking behind, like, where Heyman was standing, that whole fucking area is all empty, dude.
I mean, who wants to stay? It's like 205 Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was recorded in Reading, PA here, and yeah, it would be filmed after SmackDown so that it aired live on Sci-Fi Network.
I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Oh, God. So Sabu's wrestling five people. What's in the ring? Why is the
shield?
Ring all wet? No, I'm talking about the wet-ass ring. Why is the ring wet?
The Sandman was just in the ring.
Oh, chugging beer.
I'm like, you see his, dude, his like,
my mind
trail.
Was blown. Like, why is the
you see
ring
his beer trail?
Wet? Dude, I couldn't
at least I could
out.
Explain it to you.
Wow. I'm like, why is the ring wet?
You just forgot that fucking Sandman just chugged a beer.
Yeah, I already had forgot. The Kurt Angle stuff took me all out of it. That shit got real for a minute when we started talking about Kurt Angle. Shit stopped being funny. You know, one thing wrong about this match, Derek, I can't see anybody's dick. Figured I'd bring it back. Sabu, ooh, here comes Big Show. Now I can see his dick and his fucking things. And you know what? He's not packing what you think he'd be.
Only you would know.
You can't really tell. I mean, you,
is he a Tony Nese, Hangman Page, or a Joey Ryan?
I would think. I was about to say, which one's the smallest? Trying to think of what the I think Sting's dick in like 1988 might have been the smallest penis I've ever seen in a match. Like, I'm trying to think of what it was like. Starcade. Stargate 87 or some shit like that. Sting's just wearing these white tights where he is just like he's all there for the world to see what he's got going on. And it's just like a little fucking
you don't
bottle
even have
cap.
A nub showing.
Yeah, it's just a little. He don't have the bottle, he just has the cap.
You found someone to finally compare to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if you're rolling around with men, your cap can shrink, you know, or it can grow. Either one. Some people are growers and not showers, Derek. So you got I gotta let Sting have some slack.
You gotta look to present day, Sting.
Yeah. Gotta give him some slack. Well, nowadays he's so old, his shit probably just hangs to the floor. I don't know, but you never really saw he wore a fucking singlet for 20 years, like, and you never really saw nothing fucking sticking around too hard. Yeah, so Sabu's bleeding pretty good here. Yeah, all right. Yeah, look, Big Show's dick is small. You can tell. It's just this little tiny. It hangs right to God. He is just spitting in his face. Probably just gave Sabu all kinds of herpes and AIDS.
He's an old school ECW guy. He should be used to that. How else do you think Paul Heyman speaks?
Spit dripping into your blood? That's gross, man. That's the AIDS virus right there, man.
We can almost see who one of these Shield members are. All we have are eyes.
I keep dropping my microphone at how gratuitous this is. This is gross.
I just want to know who the two guys are.
Yeah, I don't know, just probably two indie scrubs. Or
two up-and-coming guys.
And dudes from their developmental.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Chris Masters and somebody else. I can look it up, I'm sure.
Definitely doesn't
sure
look like
Google
a Chris Masters.
It fucking, who were those one kids, Spirit Squad kids?
The Spirit Squad.
Yeah, it looks like it could be that one dude with the baseball name, what the fuck his name was, Kenny Dykstra. Who were Paul Heyman's...
henchmen.
I just typed Paul Gayman. Paul Heyman's... henchman.
Yeah, so this is essentially just a beatdown of Sabu, and Heyman ain't really doing nothing. Just.
It was the Basham brothers. Let me double check my stats here. Whatever.
Is that what it says it is?
Yeah, that's what Google responded with. Yeah. Okay, so in November 2004, the Basham brothers were known as the Cabinet. or my bad, JBL had a faction called the Cabinet. The Basham brothers were the Secretary of Defenses, and they dressed like they do for Paul Heyman. And then they reunited in the ECW brand to be Paul Heyman's security enforcers. Nice. One of them got injured with a torn bicep and was replaced by Derek Niekerk.
Who must be the short little guy they have going on right now.
And then they're both released in 2007.
So after Paul Heyman was done with them.
Yeah, all January 2007. Yeah, because Paul Heyman, that was when Paul Heyman left. Paul Heyman left in December, like right after the December to Dismember pay-per-view.
I would have left the company too.
They got rid of Big Show, Paul Heyman, and yeah, everything kind of surrounding it, and just went with their own fucking thing. And they didn't bring Big Show back for almost...
it took him a broken nose to come back.
Well, yeah, a year and 2 months when they brought him back for that No Way Out with No Way Out angle. But it took that much time to get the ECW stink off of him where he could come back where people didn't even remember he had done the ECW running by then. Or it was like, oh, God, the ECW run was so long ago, even though it was like less than a year ago. Or it was
But when you think about it, it probably was Big Show's best run.
But this?
Yeah. As far as being like a champion wise. Because never had like another like big champion run where he was a champion for time period. You know what I'm saying? Been
transitional champion.
But that's why I was saying this was probably like his best time in his career as far as like championship run.
Yeah, WCW.
He's never had.
He had a big.
Compared to WCW, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He had that big run, but this is WWE. Where was his big runs in WWE? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He was always a transitional to. We are waiting for the megastar to come in. We're waiting for the Cena. We're waiting for the Rock. We're waiting for Austin, so and so, you know? It was never Paul White.
Damn, this show's put me to sleep. I haven't even watched. We haven't watched none of this match. I was looking up the Bashams and all kinds of dumb shit. So.
We've already decided what this match was going to be. It's an Extreme Rules match, and it's Paul Heyman with all of his flunkies.
Yeah.
Or lackeys.
Fighting one guy. And finally, Rob Van Dam, who turned on Sabu 3 weeks ago, comes out to help him this week.
Which is just destroys their credibility in the storyline.
Yeah, it's fucking... What was the point? Now Sabu's gonna... I mean, RVD's gonna wait outside the ring and just cheer him on. Yeah,
it's like, what the point?
Oh, he's got a table out there. Okay. That's the point.
But you get what I'm saying? It just destroys the credibility of...
What was the point of having RVD turn on him 2 weeks ago for?
Yeah.
So Sabu's gonna catch... I mean, Big Show's gonna catch Sabu midair unless right he pulls here. Him. Boom.
I was gonna say, unless he pulled him off and, you know...
Well, the nice spear... Nice spear out of nowhere by Big Show. It was a terrible-looking spear.
Now here comes Bob Holly.
Here goes Bob Holly. Now, are they going to go through the table?
Is this...
No. The spot comes in a match between them two. We're so ready for it, though. The Alabama Slam right here, though. Boom! Alabama Slam through the table from Bob Holly.
Which has been the coolest thing in this match so far, essentially.
Bob Holly. This is... his finishing move here, Big Show, really trying to get over.
He really did a fucking leg drop.
A roundabout leg drop. He put the leg high over Sabu and did a drop.
That's the move like we see Dolph Ziggler do. Paul Heyman just grabbing Sabu's dick.
Yeah. He's like,
I thought you were going to get excited about that.
I couldn't tell if there was anything in there from the way this match has gone and how baggy your pants are, so I had to check. That's what Paul Heyman's whispering to him right now. Hardcore Holly's like, that's right, Alabama Slim, your ass. Why don't you make me the champ?
So, Heyman traded in RVD for Bob Holly?
No, yeah, do you ever hear the story about Bob Holly when he, they're backstage asking around, like, you know, what can we do to drum up some business, you know, what can we do to kind of get so-and-so over, and fucking Bob Holly just was like, hey, I got an idea for you, why don't you make me the champ? It's like, all right, well, then what? Well, then I'll wrestle.
I'll be the goddamn champ. Yeah, what do you expect me to be? Champ. What the fuck? Funny. I'm the champ.
It's funny. I can
you see
just...
what Brock Lesnar does these days?
You just, I just love that you can imagine Bob Holly like just fucking pipe up, go, hey, I got an idea for you. Why don't you make me the champ?
I'm tired of being this goddamn mid-card guy.
They actually fucking gave him one main event match. He main evented against Brock Lesnar after Brock Lesnar about broke his neck. He went off TV for a while in rehab, and then when he came back, he challenged Brock Lesnar for the title and got the main event of a pay-per-view. But it's like a 10-minute squash match where he just gets his ass beat by Brock.
What do you think would happen in real life?
Between Brock and Bob Holly? Oh, man. And Bob Holly is only tough in speak and in the ring. He pretends to be a tough guy. He's a pretend tough guy.
Brock Lesnar would kill him.
Big Show is doing the suck it maneuver really weirdly in the ring right now. And then...
That was like the way you used to do it in high school.
And then Sandman got on his knees.
You used to bobble your head like one of those fucking bobbleheads.
I just said
heads.
Sandman. Paul Heyman got on his knees in front of Big Show while he was humping the air. That weird leg drop thing, and I don't know what that is, but the thing before that is like a finishing move he was trying to get over, like a submission that he would drop you down on his knee and then like crank your back over his knee. And Paul Heyman really milking it up. This is kind of the worst Paul Heyman I've ever seen. I don't like any of this. This is gross. I don't want anything to do with this Paul Heyman.
It would have been better if the match was good. and they didn't destroy credibility and storylines that they were trying to pull off from weeks ago.
So that was the end of the episode,
oh,
fans.
This is why.
We'll see you next week.
We have the Big Show doing the DX because that's who's on the next ECW.
Yeah, like we've established.
And
just,
I was correct. August 29th was the ECW.
They're just continuing Raw storylines on this show.
So now this
much.
Is just called WWE Raw 2.0 ECW.
Yeah, this is the Raw after show. Yeah, this is the third hour of Raw before they got the third hour.
Yeah. Nice.
That's what
this is. Was their way of testing a third hour?
That's what we're watching. Yeah,
if we can do these shitty storylines on Sci-Fi, maybe we can pull them off on USA.
They ended up, god damn,
what, having 3 hours on USA. I know, Sean. Yawning. I watch it every week, and it still sucks.
Ah, shit. So anyway, Derek, thoughts on this episode before we get out of here?
After the first match.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of went downhill.
Yeah, first match was good, yeah. and then which was Bob Holly and RVD, which we got to see again later in the show. So
and
they,
the
they
what was there, three matches
returning characters. CM Punk match was boring.
There's only three matches, correct?
Kelly showed her titties to Balls Mahoney. I think that was pretty funny.
Or at least bikini top.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. That's a sad thing.
We assume she was naked under there.
We speculate. I never assume, Sean.
It became Blue Balls Mahoney.
Blue Balls Mahoney.
So, anyway, Derek, you excited for episode 13 that's going to feature DX?
You're going to get ready to suck it.
That's good. All right, we're going to end this episode, and then we'll knock out another one tomorrow when we do Wrestle Kingdom 2.
Sounds good.
We'll see how much podcasting we can get done tomorrow since I don't have to work. And you don't have to work.
And I don't have to work. I go
Hell
back
yeah,
Wednesday.
Man. All right. Kurt Angle's retired. So for the, or not retired, but this was his last, they said he got released. Why don't we close this episode one final time with a Kurt Angle Soma Coma and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.